Kentucky's traceable communications law, which was passed last session, preventing direct private electronic communications between school personnel and students, is seeing some refinements in the 2026 General Assembly. Senate Bill 181, brought by Senator Lindsay Tishner of Smithfield, explains on the Senate floor.
Taking into consideration many suggestions from teachers, educators, coaches, volunteers, and families, changes that were made reflect the needs of our districts, but every change I took into consideration was first run by former victims to ensure that the integrity of the bill is upheld.
In an effort to stop grooming and reduce the likelihood of sexual misconduct, the original law focused on implementing traceable communication systems and banning one-to-one texting and social media messaging. Senate Bill 181 would add exceptions for emergencies or for communicating, such as on field trips, to keep a group safely together. It would also redefine those to whom the law applies, and other personal exceptions where the parent has given written permission. The proposal also clarifies the process for reporting violations and creates a timeline for investigations. Senate Bill 181 has passed Senate chambers. It now heads to the House of Representatives for consideration. Reporting from the State Capitol in Frankfort, I'm Charles Baglin.